President Bush has now spoken with the leaders of Japan, South Korea, China, and Russia since the North Korean missile tests. He says all five members of the six-party talks with Pyongyang are united in working to make the Korean Peninsula free of nuclear weapons.
My message was that we want to solve this problem diplomatically. And the best way to solve the problem diplomatically is for all of us to be working in concert and to send one message. And that is to Kim Jong-il that we expect you to adhere to international norms, and we expect you to keep your word.
Japan has delivered a strong message, putting forward a UN resolution calling for sanctions that Washington supports. Russia and China want a less binding resolution. President Bush says diplomacy takes a while, particularly when dealing with more than one partner. He says U.S. diplomats are working hard to make sure allies speak with one voice. Following telephone calls Wednesday with Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi and South Korean leader Nomu Hwan, President Bush Thursday spoke with Chinese leader Hu Jintao and Russian President Vladimir Putin. He says all are concerned about the North Korean leader, who, Mr. Bush says, does not seem to really care about what other people say.
We're dealing with a person who was asked not to fire a rocket by the Chinese, the South Koreans, the United States, the Japanese, and the Russians, and he fired seven of them.
Mr. Bush spoke to reporters during a public appearance with Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper. President Bush says part of the problem with North Korea is that it's difficult to tell what's going on in non-transparent societies that are run by governments not elected by the people. He says it's important to show the North Korean leader that there's a better way forward and a better life for his people through verifiably disarming nuclear weapons. North Korea says its missile tests were successful and planned to carry out more launches. White House spokesman Tony Snow said Pyongyang should cease and desist from any further tests. The top American envoy to the North Korean nuclear talks, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, is headed to Asia for talks in Beijing, Seoul, and Tokyo. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.